I'm Maya Pedersen, DJ Sunshine. I am Vice President of the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program Board of Directors. It has been such a pleasure, you know, emceeing and like being here again today for the third year in a row. This may be my last year emceeing before one of our other amazing DJs will be emceeing, because next year I'll be probably tuning in from college. This year today, I'm actually turning 18. And over the past few weeks, I've been really reflecting on growing up and what it means to become an adult and how much the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program has really been a part of who I am. I wouldn't be the person I am today standing up here in front of all of you. And I'm so, so grateful for this program. There are so many little things that make AZYEP so special, and it's not just what is in our mission statement or our brochure. To be an AZYEP kid is something so incredibly special and unique. And 5 years ago, when Beth was subbing for one of my classes, and she asked me if I wanted to come up to KD&K in Carbondale and learn how to be a DJ, I had no idea that this program would change my life. When I was writing this, I got a little emotional, and I might get a little emotional reading this. When I was writing this, I was at like such a loss for words to like describe the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program. But when I'm sitting there in the studio, I don't have to be anybody but the sunny voice on the radio announcing the next song. I don't have to be Maya. I can be DJ Sunshine, who is happy and pumped about the music. And DJ Sunshine doesn't have to worry about school or college or her friends or being accepted in a small school on the Western Slope. Because at the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, everyone is accepting. I can use the station as a way to communicate ideas and information to the Roaring Fork Valley and other KD&K listeners. This program has taught me to love myself no matter who I am, and that there will always be someone there to listen. You may not see them, but there are people who want to hear what you have to say. And I needed this during high school, and so many other kids need to know that they matter in their communities, especially in today's current political climate. When I was writing one of my essays for college, it asked me how I was going to contribute to the school community, and all I could think about was the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, and not the tennis clubs or school clubs, but AZYEP and KD&K, and how they have created a huge community for music lovers and for people from all different walks of life. So how could I not write about my time at KD&K? I feel, and I know that all the other youth DJs feel so welcomed at KD&K, and I want to thank KD&K for becoming such a huge part of my life. I feel so blessed to be DJing at KD&K for almost 5 years now. I also wanted to thank Beth, who is my mentor and a huge inspiration for me wanting to become a teacher. And Beth, you are my best friend, and I don't know what I'll do without you next year, so I was wondering if you just wanted to come to college with me. That would be really nice. And I also wanted to thank Stacy for always keeping the program together and teaching me so much about how to communicate with others through radio. Stacy, yeah, you're an incredible person. I also wanted to thank the parents who are here tonight supporting their kids. You're really doing a great job. I also wanted to thank my mom and dad. I wanted to thank you for driving me up to Carbondale before I had my license. I also wanted to thank everyone here again who is here tonight supporting the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program. And know that you are really, really making a difference in kids' lives by contributing to the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program.